thousands of people taking to the streets and taking a chance amidst a virus that's now killed more than 106,000 Americans.
I'm willing to risk my life for my people, people of color, people who have had injustices, and I'm willing to risk my health for that.
You're both medical students, correct?
Yes.
So you all understand better than anyone the health risks right now of being in large crowds. Does that make you feel uncomfortable when it comes to protesting?
I wear my mask. I try not to be around people who aren't wearing their masks and try to make it as safe as possible.
Yeah, I think the benefits of being out here definitely outweigh the risks.
But health officials warn the protests could accelerate a second wave of the virus. A new report out this week found that social distancing is the most effective way to keep coronavirus from spreading, even more than face coverings and eye protection. In Minnesota, state health officials are urging protesters to get tested.
But it's becoming more difficult in some places to get a test because of the protests. Here in Philadelphia, all citywide testing sites are currently shut down, and it's happening in other cities too.
Now, experts urging demonstrators to use signs and noisemakers rather than chant to prevent the spread of droplets, to keep 6 feet apart, and stay away from others for 14 days. Hoping to keep people safe as they fight for change.
It's not going to stop until we get justice.